Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or our upcoming shows in Santa Barbara and Pasadena, California. You can also this week go to our website and tell us what you think are the best things you've heard on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, as we put together a compilation of our highlights for later this summer. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Uchenna Alexander from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Uchenna? Uchenna, yes. That's an interesting name. What kind of name is Uchenna?
It is Nigerian. It's Igbo.
Oh, excellent. Cool. And what do you do there in Silver Spring?
I am a project manager at the Food and Drug Administration.
All right, Silver Spring, of course, a Washington, D.C. suburb.
How does the FDA feel about that flesh-eating robot?
I don't think that falls under our jurisdiction.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It depends on who it eats, I guess. Right. Uchenna, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each, of course. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
What I ask of the beasts in their pens is, can they use the solution that cleanses? I'm aware of the facts. We will cure cataracts. But can bears really wear contact
lenses?
Exactly right. What, ladies and gentlemen, is dumber looking than, say, a walrus? A walrus wearing granny glasses. So, S&V Technologies in Germany has created the first contact lenses for animals. No more will zoo-goers have to pretend not to notice when the nearsighted gorilla chats up a particularly comely tree stump. Now these are not the disposable one-a-day types. You know, these are implanted into their eyes, which is good because the last two guys who volunteered to help the lion look for his drop lens never came back.
Are they color contacts?
I hope so. That'd be really cool.
And wait, and these are for all sorts of animals?
I think so, yeah.
It's going to make that owl look so dumb. Owls are supposed to wear frames.
Exactly right.
They don't wear contacts.
Yeah. They're smarter. They're smarter than the other animals. All right. Here is your next limerick.
Noah should have used this on his ark. This device translates canine remarks. What's that spot? You want out? And some food? Well, don't shout. See, now I understand a dog's
bark.
Right. Good news, dog owners. The bilingual voice. The handy gadget that detects six major dog emotions and translates your dog's barks into Japanese has just been improved. Then you need another thing to translate it from Japanese back in English. Version 2 is out, and now instead of just displaying your dog's thoughts on a screen, it now includes recorded spoken phrases such as, play with me, or I could eat that hamburger, or I could eat your hand. Your call, big guy. Best part, though, is that the bilingual voice now comes complete with an answering machine, sort of, so your dog can record his thoughts for you while you're out of the house. There's nothing better than coming home to a gadget filled with pearls of wisdom like, those pants look delicious. I like shoes, I like shoes, I like shoes, I like shoes.
You beautiful, beautiful pant leg.
And I can't hold it, I can't hold it, I can't hold it. Here is your last limerick.
On its surface, the rocks are restrewn, so you'll see it at night, not at noon. A small step for man to sell all he can. For some ad space, we're using the
moon.
The moon, right. The idea is genius. Just imagine looking up at the sky and seeing an ad for Pepsi, say, emblazoned across the moon. It could happen if inventor David Kent Jones has his way. Jones is accepting bids as low as $46,000 from investors and companies for the 44 different lunar regions. Then he'll have a team of robots create ridges in the lunar dust that form logos, domain names, anything you want. The best part is the ads will reach every person on Earth for thousands of years. Think of it as the perfect marriage between strip mining and advertising. This opens up a whole new field, though, because you can assign any heavenly body. You can have, the U.S. dairy farmers present the Milky Way. You can have the GM Saturn.
You could have Preparation H on Uranus.
Carl, how did Uchenna do on our show?
Uchenna had three correct answers, Peter, so she wins our prize.
Well done.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.